Well, well, well. 20 over the limit on a dirt road in the dead of night. You on your way to a booty call with some lucky farmer's daughter out here, pal. Got lead in your foot and a brick in your pants. If you don't get that dick there in 30 minutes or less, is that poor little slut gonna have to ride her dildo instead? Nah, you don't seem like someone who has a lot of sex. Probably just flying down the back roads to try and feel something for once in your miserable life, huh? You were going so fast, I almost thought you were going to run for a second. Fuck, I wish you would. Come on, don't just sit there sweating and stammering. Make with a license and registration. I'm sure you know the drill. I don't have all night. Oh my fucking god. He dropped dead. Did it fall under your seat? Pick that shit up. Why are your hands shaking so much? You got something to hide? Or are you just intimidated by women in positions of power? Jesus Christ. Give me that. Nervous little bitch. I'm going to run a background check on you and see if you've got any bodies in your trunk. Holy shit. Look at this picture. It is you. I thought you looked familiar. But the flashlight doesn't really get people's good side. I wasn't quite sure. Small fucking world, huh? You don't recognise me. Well, actually looking at me would help since you've been averting your eyes the whole time, pussy. Come on. Drink it all in. Yeah, there you go. That's the appropriate reaction. Is your life flashing before your eyes? All that time you spent in a headlock, or stuffed in your locker, or with your face in the toilet? Must be destiny that brought you back to me to get bullied some more, right? You're not surprised I became an officer. I guess that's supposed to be an insult, but yeah, it tracks. I always did enjoy throwing my weight around, both literally and metaphorically. You ready for this power trip to be even worse now that it's state-sponsored, bitch? Looks like you filled out a little bit, huh? Not quite the same twerp you once were. I'd still fuck with you, though. It's not about size, it's about the way you carry yourself. And you still seem like you've got small dick energy. What the fuck did you just say? Look me in the eye and say that again. Got a mouth on you all of a sudden, huh? That's new. Step out of the car. Yes, I'm serious. You're acting erratic right now. I feel unsafe. Keep your hands where I can see them. Yeah, there you go. Get up against the car and behave. Hands on the vehicle. I'm going to frisk you now. Have you got anything to declare before we begin? Unlicensed firearm? Crack pipe? Chastity cage? Vibrating butt plug? Maybe some of those are just wishful thinking on my part, but I'll find out. Don't you worry. Come here. Damn. Do you lift now or something? You've come a long way from anime club and chess tournaments. I might have to let my hands linger on this chest for a little bit. Heading south of the border now. The abs feel nice. Guess you got tired of being the ugly duckling, so you transformed into a jacked swan, huh? You're still a little trembling bitch. So, kind of a waste of your time, really. You don't have a Glock tucked in your waistband, do you? I'm gonna have to check. Holy shit. You're hard as a rock. You're getting off on this, aren't you? Fucking pervert. Oh my god. Have you been secretly enjoying my bullying the whole time? Gross. Did all the blood rush to your dick every time I knocked the books out of your hands? Jesus Christ. Remember that time I shoved you down the stairs and sat on your face so you'd miss the pizza party? I bet you fucking came in your pants. I mean, I kind of enjoy it less now. Knowing that you're more titillated than terrified, but whatever. It's been a slow night. Gotta do something, right? Yeah, I'm squeezing your cock through your pants. What are you gonna do? Moan about it? I'm sorry, I said you had small dick energy. I was mistaken. This was probably your wet dream back when I was tormenting you on a daily basis, huh? That instead of slugging you in the arm, I'd grab this dick and choke the life out of it. It's a shame that pantsing was never in my arsenal. I'd have seen that fat fucking bulge in your tighty-whities. I might have had to push you into a bathroom stall for a different reason. Yeah, you're having a good time, huh? Is that why you were going so fast? So some mean lady cop would give you an over-the-pants stroke job until you made a wet spot on the front of your fucking jeans. And it's just a lucky little twist of fate that it happens to be me. Let's get one thing straight. I didn't bully you because I had some secret meat-cute crush on you. I did it because I could. You were weak, and I was strong. I got off on it. Still do, actually. Nah, I'm not going to make you blow ropes in your briefs, no matter how bad you might want it. Get over there on the shoulder of the road. You're acting awfully suspicious. All that moaning and groaning and panting you're doing. I'm worried you might be under the influence. Let's see if you can walk in a straight line with that aching dick pinching a tent in your pants. Very nice. Okay, now let's see if you can crawl a straight line back to me. Oh, I'm dead serious. I've always wanted to be part of the canine unit. Why don't you be my little police doggy? If you want to play with me, puppy, you're gonna have to behave yourself. Now, get down on all fours. Crawl over here and heel. Good boy. That was so pretty. You want a treat? Show me you want it. Speak, puppy, bark for me. That was pathetic and not in the good way. Again, louder, with some fucking conviction this time. There we go. Come here. That deserves some pets. Maybe a scritch behind the ear. Here's what we're gonna do, doggy. I'm gonna strip out of these pants, drop my panties, and hop up on the hood of your car. You're gonna sit up and beg, and when I feel like you've earned it, I'll let you cover my pussy in slobbery puppy kisses until I come in your fucking mouth. Okay, here I am. You want your treat, right? Beg for it. Not with words, dipshit. You're my loyal canine partner, remember? Let's hear those whimpers. Oh, so cute. How could I say no to that? Get in between these thighs, puppy. Put that sloppy tongue on this wet slit. Good boy. I already got you trained. Lick that pussy mutt. The bond between an officer of the peace and her devoted doggy sidekick is so special. You're doing so good, pup. Keep going. Let me give you some head pats while you eat me out. That's right. Slurp that pussy like it was your water dish. Make it messy. There better be a puddle of drool on the hood of this car when I come. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Oh, good dog. You're gonna make your owner fucking lose it. Lap that wet cunt like you'd lick my face. Show me you appreciate me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna fucking come, puppy. I'm gonna gush on that stupid little doggy tongue. Get me there. Chase that kitty until I squeal. Bury your face between my legs and sniff and suck and slurp until I until I fucking fuck yes take your drink it down. Make me fucking squat. Fuck. Fuck. Good dog. Good boy. Clean it all up with your tongue, like I was offering you my table scraps. I'm loving this already. Pet ownership has its privileges. You did such a good job. Do you think you deserve to get your dumb doggy dick wet now? I don't know. We don't want to spoil you. If I let you fuck this pussy, you might think you're people. You sure you're not going to forget your place if I get down on all fours and let you turn me into a chew toy? I'm still thinking it over. Why don't you convince me? Show me your saddest little face. Mesmerize me with those big puppy eyes. Maybe I'll let you throw me a bone. So adorable. The whimpers and whines really make it. Who's a good boy? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Okay, I'm sold. I'll get down on your level with you, puppy. Right here on the filthy fucking ground. Take out that thick cock and get in there like you're humming my leg. You're excited, huh? Work it out on this pussy doggy. Wrap those legs under my waist and fuck me like the stupid little animal you are. My good boy's been waiting for this for a long time, huh? It's a shame we didn't think of this back when I was bullying you every day. I could have put you on a leash and paraded you up and down the halls on all fours. God damn, you like that idea, don't you? Maybe it's not too late. I could bring you to the station. Have you curl up at my feet while I do paperwork. Make you an honorary officer as long as you vow to protect and serve this pussy. That's a boy. You can't be a lapdog if you want to be on the force. You gotta prove to me that you're vicious. Yeah, sick that little kitty. Get possessive of that pussy. You my good little watchdog. You're gonna scare off any other naughty puppies who come sniffing around trying to fuck me. Let's hear it then. Like the big bad dog you are. Howl for me. That's right, mud. That's so fucking hot. Howl at the moon while you take what you want. Fuck me like a bitch in heat until you come buckets in your owner's cunt. Shit. Yes. I'm gonna come all over again. Harder, puppy. Make it rough. Dog walk me up and down the side of the road until I squirt on that dick. Yeah. More. Oh my fucking god. Here it comes. Come in me. Come in me, dog. Right now. That's a fucking command. A baby and blow your fat load in my pussy. This fucking instant. I'll take you to the pound and leave you there. Yes. Fuck. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, good dog. Such a pretty puppy. Sit. Stay. Keep that dick in me until it goes soft. I'm gonna squeeze you over and over. You always made a good victim, but you make an even better dog. I think I'll keep you. We'll draw up the adoption papers. Where'd your license go? Okay, got your address memorized. Give me a day or two to recover from the way you just dicked me down, doggy style. Then, call the non-emergency number and bark into the phone. I'll know what that means. When you give me the signal, I'll be in your driveway with sirens blaring. But we're gonna do things properly this time. Collar, leash, kennel. We can't have you just running wild, getting up on the furniture. That's enough for tonight. Get back in your vehicle. And I guess I'll see you when I see you. Under normal circumstances, I would have ticketed you, but... a puppy driving a car? Who would ever believe me? That's just silly.